people have long been hitting the trails around Massachusetts looking for fresh air and outdoor activity. But according to the U.S. Census Bureau, nearly 20% of Americans have a disability that can prevent them from engaging in activities such as exploring the great outdoors. However, there's a movement to create accessible trails around the state that give people who are blind or use wheelchairs safe places where they can connect with nature. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more.
For a lot of people, taking a hike through a wooded park or wildlife sanctuary on a beautiful day is an invigorating, peaceful, even meditative experience. But that's not always the case for everyone.
It can be scary to be in an unfamiliar environment.
Jerry Barrier has been blind since birth. He's also a lifelong birder who loves the outdoors. Barrier birds by ear and records their calls and songs whenever he gets the chance. Now Barrier can venture safely along a nature trail on his own more easily. That's because the Department of Conservation and Recreation built a specially designed accessible park near his work at the Perkins School for the Blind in Watertown.
It is difficult for me as a person who's totally blind to find places where I can spend an hour or two or longer all by myself if I choose to. This is a place I'm looking forward to coming to often because it will give me the opportunity to do that. If I want to bring an audio recorder with me and record some of the sounds, I can do that. It's a wonderful thing because it's not all that easy to find opportunities like that for us.
Barrier hopes the Watertown Riverfront Park and Braille Trail along the Charles will inspire people of all abilities to engage with nature. He says spending time outside opens his world, which can sometimes feel small when you have a disability. And it's helped Barrier discover other ways to find beauty since he's not able to see it. Accessible trails with wider rope-guided paths like this one have been cropping up around the state, thanks in part to Barrier.
I'm very committed to that and have been for a long time.
For the past 8 years, Barrier has been an accessibility consultant to the Massachusetts Audubon Society. With his help, the organization is currently upgrading its 12th all-persons trail at the Habitat Wildlife and Education Center in Belmont. On a sun-filled morning, Audubon staff and volunteers rake a walkway and measure distances to install 9 stop posts for rope guides along a stretch of a half-mile loop.
Okay. I think it would be 115 feet if we did it from here, which is where the rope is going to start.
Right.
A half million people visit Mass Audubon sanctuaries a year. Education project manager Lucy Gertz says her goal is to boost that number because connecting people with nature is the organization's core mission.
Instead of connecting people with nature, you could almost insert the word all and say connecting all people with nature. So we're giving everyone an opportunity, whether they use a mobility device or they're low vision or blind or have developmental or cognitive challenges, whatever they need. We hope they can enjoy time on this trail and learn about nature.
The Audubon's all-persons trails have gently graded graveled or paved paths that are easier for people with wheelchairs or mobility issues to navigate. Some include interpretive signs in both English and Braille describing local ecology and history. There are tactile maps and brochures, too. Jerry Barrier has been using his audio skills to record and engineer audio tours people can dial up on their smartphones.
Stop. Community garden and solar array.
Here on the right is our community garden, a fenced-in area with many small garden plots side of large white pines.
That's the new tour for the Habitat Trail. Barrier is also one of the accessibility testers who have experience working with people with a range of disabilities. Roger Rubel is the sanctuary's director and says the testers provide useful, critical feedback.
Because it's really hard to sort of imagine what it's like for somebody who has those handicaps. So actually having somebody here with those challenges gave us lots of information on how to revise things and make it more accommodating for those people.
For example, Rubel's team added more benches so disabled visitors can take rests along the way. He says this safer trail is attracting more elderly people and families with strollers, too. But making outdoor areas accessible comes with challenges. For one, the Audubon Society's Lucy Gertz says the trails must comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Staff and volunteers have to be trained on the law and the etiquette for welcoming people who rely on wheelchairs or service animals. Then there's the money.
Cost is definitely a big obstacle. Some trails are just not going to become ADA compliant. Some will take more work if you're crossing over wetlands or elevating low areas.
The Mass Audubon received a $100,000 federal grant from the Institute for Museum and Library Sciences for its All Persons Trails project. And Gertz's team has created a free 70-page how-to manual and video that's available online for other organizations hoping to design their own accessible trails. The state-operated Charles River Braille Trail in Watertown includes a sensory park with an instrument called the Braille Marimba. There are sculpture-like picnic tables and a rope guide with different shaped wood blocks that indicate interesting stops and plaques with information in Braille. Accessible trail consultant and connoisseur Jerry Barrier says that element passes his muster.
The Braille's good. The material it's on feels pretty durable.
Barrier hopes other people with disabilities, including young students nearby at Perkins, will come here often.
First people, Native Americans, settled along the river banks harvesting.
Perkins student Tom Pelletier is reading a brailled sign on a granite post. The 20-year-old says he could do without the history and geology lessons. For Pelletier, who has partial sight due to a cortical visual impairment, just being outside with nature is enough. Then he focuses hard and describes what he can see.
I can see the leaves in the water. I can see the water. I can see the trees.
For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.